And now time for your letters. We received several about our interview announcing NASA's name for the next generation of rockets. Paul Caron writes that he thinks that naming the rockets Ares after the god of war seems a very bad choice for NASA. Caron says it might have been interesting to point out that the new name comes at a time when science programs are being cut and under an administration that wants to put weapons into space. Our interview about the Cherry Hut in Beulah, Michigan, brought sweeter, more succulent thoughts. Vij Berry says that sour cherries may be hard to find outside of Michigan, but she says her mother in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, lies in wait every June for Scholl's Orchards to harvest their sour cherries so she can bake her incredible sour cherry pies. Since childhood, Berry says, I have requested her sour cherry pies, yes, with crimped pie crust edges, in lieu of more traditional but less tasty birthday cake. And Pamela Perry in Indianapolis wrote that on that afternoon, as she stood at her kitchen sink pitting the 2 quarts of cherries she'd just picked, she had been looking for more recipes for red cherries. Red cherries may be sour, she says, but they are juicy and sweet when eaten warm from the sun as you pick them from the tree. Thank you, she wrote, for your story on a rarely mentioned delicacy that's one of my family favorites. If you have any thoughts, sweet or sour, that you'd like to share with us, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the link that says Contact All Things Considered.